Amazing, amazing. How many knows that this season, this is a season of what? Giving. How many likes to give? Some of you are afraid to raise your hand. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you. Some pastors, some just incredible people within our organization. A guy by the name of Ryan Chrysler. He's had a heart transplant before, and then they... He's getting ready, waiting for another heart transplant, and Ryan passed away. And it just wasn't long ago. And Kayla, his wife, we got some pictures. Let's throw a picture up of Kayla, because I want to put a face to this. This is Kayla and her kids. Don't they just adorable kids? And I just can't imagine this season, this time of year, to lose someone that's the rock of your family. And so I thought, you know, the other morning I was praying, I just couldn't get them off my mind. I thought, you know what? As New Hope, we want to do something for them. Isn't that good? Amen. Isn't that good? So we're going to do something. So next weekend, we're going to receive a special offering. We just want to bless them, because this season it's so tough. Kayla was actually in Holly's wedding, a wonderful person. And then her mother and father-in-law, Bob and Joyce Chrysler, we've known them for years, and just wonderful, wonderful people. And I thought, what else can we do? Because this season, when something like this goes on, the enemy wants to whisper, life is over. Man, it's not over. It's just getting begun. God's got so many amazing things planned for us as his people. Amen. So I want to just do something next week, and we're going to take a special offering. I just want to just let you know next week, do what you can. Let's just bless him. I just can't imagine what it would be like. I want to tell you real fast what Bob did. Bob did something, that's grandpa to the kids, because the last thing you want to do is be hiding out when something like this happens, get away from people. So he bought them season passes to Disneyland so they can just take their mind off of everything that's going on. Isn't that good? Bob, if you ever see this, hey, we love you, brother. Appreciate you. Kayla, we love you, all your family. Let's say thank you. 1, 2, 3. Thank you for serving so very much. So I want to start this morning off. I want to start off with a blonde joke. I know this can be dangerous. I used to be blonde. Now it's just turning loose. This guy came up to a blonde and asked her if it was right to tell her a blonde joke. She responded, "I'm 6 foot tall and I have played professional rugby for 10 years. My friend next to me is 6 foot three and she's a world-class boxer. And the one to the far left is 6'2 and is a kickboxing champion of the world. Do you still want to tell that blonde joke?" He thought about it for a minute and he said, "No, not if I got to tell it 3 times. Oh, that's just... You know, we're in the middle of this series, Under Construction. So this last week, we want to talk about finishing well. It's important to get in the race, but it's more important to finish the race. So here's our scripture we're reading every week, Philippians 1:6. Says, and let's read it all together. "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it into the day of..." It's going to be completion. God is always going to work on you. He's never quite done, and you're not done. He's going to work on you. But what I love about this text, Paul wrote that from prison. If we're in prison, you know, we don't want to be quoting texts. We're up there griping because, you know, the food's cold or whatever. It's not like prisons today. Prisons today are a lot different. Back then, it was just a big hole in the ground, and it might be water, and they dumped you in there, and that's usually where you stayed, or some other kind of place. If you've been to Israel, you know there's a lot of caves like that, and a lot of places it's a little bit crazy. So point one, I want to talk to you just for a few minutes, is this. Don't give up. You're still under construction. So I want you to say that with me. Say, don't give up. Never use the word I. I am still under construction. Every single one of us, we are still under construction. You know, God loves to use people. I remember years ago, Billy Earl Donahue I, he gave me a book. I have no clue who wrote the book. I don't know who the author was. I didn't know what the book was about. But what I do remember is Galatians 6:9 that he wrote in that book. We're going to put up on the screen. Throw that up on the screen. This is what it says. And we had a little technical difficulties this morning, so I'm going to help you. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the, whenever we have the, whenever we have the, we have an opportunity to help the Chrysler family. Amen. We should do good to everyone. I love the last part, especially to those in the family of faith. I didn't write that, but that's good. All scripture is good. So we want to do something amazing for them, but we got to understand too, for us, we can't give up. We can't get tired of doing what is good. We have these great opportunities. Just like the refresher in this building, the building looks amazing, but there's still some more pieces to come, but not for a while because we're tired. We're going to take a short break, but there's some more things that we're still going to do, especially for the buildings down in this area. They're always going to need work. Every building, let's set long enough, will need work. Amen? That's just how that works. Real fast, go to the picture of the building. On the back wall, we have a dream wall. So this is, we want a building that might look like this someday. We don't know when that's going to happen. We're going to believe God for it. So on the back building, we have a little dream wall. It says, New Hope, a place to connect, connecting people to God and to others. And so Alyssa kind of outlined that what this is going to look like. So when we leave the building every day, we're looking at that. We're being reminded. We serve a big, awesome, amazing God that can do anything, right? I love that dream wall. See, here's the thing. If I succumb to all the pressures in life and I give up, then I couldn't accomplish what God has called me to. I wouldn't be able to pastor here for this amazing body of people. We have some amazing people. Give yourself a hand. You're such an amazing people. Five of you believe that. You are God's workmanship. God made you and he created you and he loves what he made. I've been saying that a lot this last few weeks because I want us to get that into our mind that God doesn't make junk. He looks what he made. He says, man, I love that because of who you are, because who and what he did for you. It's amazing, God. I love those things he does for us. Now, number two, moving in faith. So don't give up. The second part is to move in faith. Check this out. The African impala can jump to a height of over 10 feet. I was watching this video the other day, and if I had the more time, I would have showed it because it's so cool. But these impalas are actually jumping over the top of cars. The cars all stop, and here comes a herd of these impalas, and they're jumping over cars. They're jumping 10 feet at a time and coming down. But what's amazing about the African impala, you can put up a 3-foot fence, and they won't jump over it because they can't see what's on the other side. For people, sometimes we don't have enough faith to jump because we can't see what's on the other side. But that's how God is. God allows us to begin to walk in faith. We don't have to see what's on the side, but we do have to move out. Let me just tell you about this project. What a huge project to take on in a month. The very first weekend that we were going to pour cement in the back there, my sister passed away. And I miss her dearly, but it just kind of stopped progress. We started a week behind when we first started, and there's so much stuff to do. And see, if we get tired in the midst of everything going on, we just quit. But you know what? When you continue working, man, last night, there's a bunch of people here till late last night, and you should have seen this place yesterday morning. It looked like a tornado hit it. Stuff was everywhere, but people worked and worked and worked. And you know why we do that? Because we want people that come in and say, you know what, man, we're proud of the house of God. We want to honor God in everything that we have. You know, this is not the nicest building in the world, but man, it sure looks good. Amen? If we have to worship out in the street, it's okay. God is still on the throne. But it's help. It's nice when you have a place with a little heater. In the summertime, a little air conditioning. Moving in faith. Don't give up. Continue to move. I like this. Someone had asked me to do something, and I'm kind of praying about it right now. But when they asked me, this is something I've never done before, and so I was kind of, we get that way when you're afraid to jump, and I'm not sure because I want to hear from God. But as I was thinking about it, I thought about this scripture in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. This is what it says. How much more do I need to say? It would take me too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions. And I like verse 34. It's going to be up on the screen. It says, quenched the flames of fire and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to? Their weakness was turned to? Their weakness was turned to? They became strong in. They became strong in battle. They didn't go out and say, okay, I'm going to take a four-week course on learning how to fight. They didn't say, okay, I'm going to do on-the-job training for 3 weeks, and then I can get strong in battle. No, they just went out and went into battle. I remember when me and Cheryl was first voted into youth ministry here, and the way that we used to do it years ago, they would vote on somebody. If you got voted in, you was a youth pastor. Didn't matter what you knew. You was a youth pastor. So we got voted in, and we didn't have a clue. We really didn't. We had no clue what we were doing. But you know, we just started leaping every week in faith. Every week, every year, year after year. You know, we've been ministry. I've been in ministry close to 37 years, and I'm only 40. But you know, you just got to leap. You got to jump. You got to trust God. And when you do that, God shows up and does amazing things. He also put it on people's hearts to help you. Let me just be honest. There's some days I came down here, and I didn't know who was going to show up. And I'd see everybody come down and working, and Linda would come down and cook us a bunch of meals, and Don, you know, and they're just not spring chickens anymore. So many of you give and you work and you teach and you do this and you do that, but there's room for others. Amen? Still a lot of things that need to get done. They become strong in battle. Weakness turned to strength. I love that. So you don't give up. You move in faith. And then third thing is we press on. We press on week after week. Day after day, sometimes it just has to be minute after minute. I know there's been some of you that's been under so much pressure. You didn't know where to go, what to do, but you know, hang out for this minute. And then trust God for the next minute. And trust God for the next minute, because it's going to get better. Amen? And heaven is going to be incredible. See, God can be trusted. That's the kind of God that he is. So look at Philippians 3:14. It's going to be on the screen. It says, I press on to reach the end of the race. God calls this a race. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. There's a prize called heaven that's waiting for us. We get through to the end. We press on. We do good. We get in heaven, right? And I love Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And then I love this. Who then will condemn us? This is not on the screen. You're going to get this in a minute. No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand. And then we're going to jump down here to what's going to be on the screen, verse 38. And I am convinced that nothing, say that with me, say nothing. Nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today. Mary's taking the fears one day. Neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Our Lord. Yeah, give God a hand. That's good stuff. Nothing can separate us. You know, we have freedom of choice. We can walk away because we had that freedom. But man, when you're hanging out with God, nothing can separate us. How many remembers Lincoln Play Day? Raise your hand up really big if you remember Lincoln Play Day. Really, everybody raise your hand up really high. Lincoln, right, real high, real high. Get them up there. Lincoln Play Day. How many went to Lincoln? Raise your hand if you went to Lincoln. How many of you didn't have a Lincoln Play Day? Okay, some of you just don't like to raise your hands. I got you. Okay. So we had Lincoln Play Day, and they have that big oval track out there. And we were going to have a race that last day, and everybody's lined up to race, and all these guys had on their running shoes. You want to hear an amazing fact? 80% of the people that have running shoes never run. But they got their running shoes on, and they're getting ready to race. The gun goes off, bam. And they all start running, and before they even get to this first corner, there's a guy, and he had on these work boots. He didn't have running shoes. And you remember the work boots that had the big eyelash in them? You'd wrap that eyelash around him, you'd tie those boots down. And he tied his boot, and he had these big loops, and he didn't get far at all, and his loop caught the other boot, and he fell flat on the ground. I'm watching this. It seemed like it took him forever to get back up. But you know, he got back up and he starts around that first corner. Then going down that back stretch, he's running with all of his might in these big clods. And he is just giving it all he's got. And he starts passing some of the crowd, getting closer and closer. And there's about two guys left in front of him. They're going around that last corner. And they're quite a ways out. And he's giving it all he's got. He comes around the last corner. And he's headed for the finish line. And he's catching him. He's catching him. And he passes him. And he wins the race. You know what's amazing about that? It's not the thing to be the fastest. The thing is, when you fall down, get back up. When you fall down, when you fall down, when you fall down, when you fall down, we have to remind, we're all going to fall down at times. What separates us is we do what? We get back up. You get back in the race. The only way to get to heaven is be in the race. Amen? Got back in the race. You know, there's probably a lot of people. This young man may be talking about him, that, you know, that maybe this or maybe that, or maybe he wasn't the most social person or whatever. See, with God, you and God always make a majority. It doesn't matter what other people, someone's always going to talk to you. Other people talk about me all the time. I just bless them, love on them. Hey, it's all good. Jesus loves me. That's all I need. Well, Cheryl too. I need her cooking. Linda, your cooking was great. Kathy. You better watch Roy. Linda was flirting with Roy the other day. Just saying. And Roy says it happens all the time. But see, you got to get in the race. You got to get back up and you got to pour it on with all your might. Worship team, come back up here if you don't mind. You know, it's times in this project. I don't know if I said this, but there was some times that I didn't know who was going to show up down here. And I'd get down here and see all these people down here, and man, it's like, wow, thank you, Jesus. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Cheryl, you need a mic? Oh, she's going to use Cheryl's mic. It's important that you get back up, that you take off running again. We all are under construction. We will all continue to be under construction until the day we make it to heaven. You guys can go ahead and start playing quietly. Quietly, real quiet for a minute. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your background is like. When Jesus died, he died for every single person. He loves every person. There's no big eyes and little eyes, man. With God, everybody is the same. He is an amazing God. So maybe you're here this morning, and maybe you need to get back up and get back in the race. Maybe you need to press on. Maybe you need to let your faith soar a little bit. You guys sing just a little bit of that. Sing that part. There is a river. Real quietly, guys, real quietly. So this morning, with every eye closed and every head bowed, maybe this morning, maybe your faith is kind of weaned. Maybe you need to get back up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you this morning, I'm the only one looking. Just raise your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. 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 Lots of hands. Church, I'm going to ask everyone to pray this with me. Say, Jesus,
thank you that you died for me. God, that when I stumble, you're always there to pick me back up, to head me in the right direction. So God, I pray this morning, help me to follow you. Jesus, I confess you as Lord and Savior, and I need you. Help me to move forward. God, every time I fall, help me to remember to get back up. In Jesus' name, pray that. Let's sing a little of the song. Amen. Man, I will rejoice and I will be glad because he's the king and he's got it all together. Amen. Let's give God a big hand of praise. Thank you, God. Exalt you. Thank you for those hands that went up this morning, those that are just wanting to move forward. Now, listen, guys, one last thing. You know, you've seen a lot of this. Some of you may not have been in the kitchen yet. We want you to take a few minutes. Walk the kitchen. We're going to still do the floor, but just go take a peek at it. I mean, it's been a labor of love. So love you guys. Again, all those that helped out, we love you. Bless you. Have a great day. Don't forget the dinner Wednesday night. Bye.